Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Yoma Daf Vav, Yuma Daf 6. And we went to the Mishnah that 7 days prior to Yom Kippur, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol, we separate the Kohen Gadol from his house and we place him, or from his wife, we place him in the Lishkas Parhedrin, a special chamber off of the base of Mikdash. So the Gemara explains, why do we separate the Kohen Gadol on those days from his wife? The Gemara says, Lama Mafrishin, why do we separate the Kohen Gadol? Why does he need to separate from his wife? So the Gemara asks, what are you even asking? Lama Mafrishin, what do you mean? Why do we separate? Kidei Kamrinan, we learned the reasons. We learned on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Ilu Rabbi Yochanan, if you want to say according to Rabbi Yochanan, Kidei Islei, like we explained earlier, that we need to separate the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur. That's learned that from the fact that Aaron and his sons were separated during the days of the inauguration of the temple. That when the temple was being inaugurated, Aaron and his sons were separated, and they stood in the courtyard of the Mishkan for 7 days. And the Torah says, "Kasher asa biyom hazeh tziva Hashem lasos l'chaper aleichem," that this was done on this days in order to achieve atonement. And Rabbi Yochanan expounded that just like it says l'chaper, when it says the word servant as atonement, that refers to the avod of Yom Kippur. That just like during the days of the inauguration, Aaron and his children need to separate, so too we separate the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur. So that's what Aaron said, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan said, and if according to Reish Lakish, Kidei Islei, like Reish Lakish says earlier on Gimel Amud Beis, Reish Lakish says that the reason why the Kohen Gadol was separated learned out from the fact that the cloud of glory covered Moshe before he went into the Machane Shechina, the cloud of glory covered Moshe for 6 days prior to him going up into the Machane, the camp of God. And Reish Lakish learns out from here that whoever enters into the Machane Shechina, like the Kohen Gadol is going to do in Yom Kippur, requires separation for 6 days. And the Gemara there explains on 3b that according to Reish Lakish, that when the Mishnah says separate him for 7 days, that's not because of the Iker Adin of Afrasha, that's not the main law, but because there's out of a chashash that maybe he's going to be a doubt of Bol Nida, so really only needs to separate for 6 days, but there's just a chashash, so we separate him for 7 days. So the Gemara says, so what do you mean, why are we separating? And Gemara explains, Halchik Kamar, this is what the person who asked the question intends. Even though we need to separate the Kohen Gadol into the Lishkas Parhedrin, nevertheless, Mi Beiso Lama Pirish. Okay, he needs to separate from his wife. He needs to separate to the Lishkas Parhedrin, but why do we require him to separate from his wife? His wife should come with him, and he should be allowed to be with his wife. That's the way Rashi understands this question. And he explains, Rashi, when Rashi gives this explanation, Rashi explains that you don't say that it would be prohibited to be intimate with one's wife in their Lishkas Parhedrin, because that's the Kedusha, that's the holiness of the Azara, because Rashi would say that really we say that there's no Kedusha of the temple in the Lishkas Parhedrin. It doesn't have the Kedusha of the courtyard, because we're going to explain on Daf Chafei Amud Aleph that Yeshiva Bazar, that's sitting in the temple itself, sitting down on the courtyard of the temple, that's only going to be permitted according to Malchei Beis Dovin, according to the kingdom of Beis Dovin. And for sure, he wouldn't be allowed to sleep. And so from the fact that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to sleep in the Lishkas Parhedrin for 7 days, he's allowed to sit there and sleep there, it proves that it doesn't have the Kedusha, the holiness of the courtyard of the temple. And so therefore, that's what Rashi says. However, the Ritva challenges this, because we're going to learn on 11a that we say that the Lishkas Parhedrin was actually inside the Shar Nikanor, the Nikanor gate. And anything that was inside the Nikanor gate had the holiness of the courtyard of the temple. And so therefore, for sure, we're going to have to say that the Lishkas Parhedrin had the Kedusha of the temple. And so therefore, how would it be that the Kohen Gadol would be allowed to sit in the Lishkas Parhedrin? So we'd have to say that since that the whole purpose of him being there was that the Kohen Gadol was being put there for a specific reason, maybe we wouldn't have the law of the Azara for that purpose, and he would be allowed to sit. So anyway, there's a whole discussion about this. So therefore, Tosfos has a different question. Tosfos understands the question differently. Tosfos understands that why did they separate him into the Lishkas Parhedrin, where there he's prohibited to be with his wife, and why didn't they put him in another place, one of the tunnels underneath the Temple Mount? Because the tunnels underneath the Temple Mount, we said in the Gemara Pesachim, Pei Vav Amud Aleph, that they don't have the Kedusha, they don't have the sanctity of the Har Habayis, and they would be permitted to be with one's wife there. So that's the way Tosfos understands the question. So the Gemara explains, Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, so what's the reason why the Kohen Gadol needs to separate from his wife for this period of time? So Rabbi Yehuda the Masera says the reason is because Shema Timotze Ishto Safik Nida V'Yavoah. We're worried that, what's the possibility? We're worried that in the days prior to Yom Kippur, there's the concern that maybe the Kohen Gadol will find that his wife is a Safik Nida. He'll think that she might be a Nida woman. V'Yavoah. She might be in her period of menstruation, and yet still will be with her. There's a question whether she'll be in her period. And so therefore, we know that somebody who's with a woman who's a Nida is going to be tummy for 7 days like a Nida. And therefore, it'll be perhaps an ambiguous tummy, and he's not going to be able to come to the base of Mikdash. So the Gemara says, Atabura Shaya, Skina, what do you think? We're talking about a wicked Kohen who's gonna be with his wife, even though she might be a Nida. No, we're concerned that maybe he'll be with his wife, and then afterwards he'll discover, oh, maybe she would have been a Nida at the time that he was with her. So the post can have a discussion with respect to somebody who has their initial relationship with a woman who is a Nida, whether or not you can basically consummate a marriage with somebody who is a Nida at that time, whether that's going to be considered like your wife or not, whether that's enough. And so the Tur Evin Ezra brings two positions. Some say that it's not considered to be consummating if she's a Nida, and another position is that it actually is considered to be a consummation, and she would actually need a full divorce.